Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Okay, here we go, sports fans.
Afternoons on the Score.
Terrible things have happened to the Bears when playing the Cleveland Browns, and have happened to Cleveland Browns fans themselves because they are fans of the Cleveland Browns.
All right, let's get into all of that.
You like it? You think Cleveland's cool? I mean, I never heard anybody say, I'm going to Cleveland on vacation. What's so good about Cleveland?
I've actually had a pretty good time every time I've gone to Cleveland.
That doesn't fit with the segment.
Sorry.
So thanks for your call.
Sorry.
Cleveland, Ohio? It's about the home of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Or maybe go down to Kent to the Pro Football Hall of Fame. You know Superman was created in Cleveland?
Yeah, no, I know Superman was created in Cleveland. You've told me that a number of times.
You ever see Cuyahoga Sunset?
No.
Do you know Cleveland's great for the whole family?
Yes, 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 I do. You tell me that all the time. You randomly just text me that.
And what's wrong with that?
Weird. It's weird.
I got free texting.
Why are you trying to always sell me on Cleveland?
When did you want to come to Cleveland?
Since 1999, the Cleveland Browns have used 42 different quarterbacks. 42. This is not even the real Browns franchise. It's not.
We're doing this now?
In 1995, Art Modell took the team and he left.
Mayflower Trucking.
But he went to Baltimore, just freaking took off. And then 4 years later, they're given another organization, and now they have to lie and pretend that they're actually still the Cleveland Browns, and they're not. The Ravens are the Cleveland Browns. They've been terrible. In 26 years, they have 4 winning seasons.
Oh.
4 winning seasons. They've gone 17 straight years without making the playoffs at one point. In 2017, they went through a whole season without winning a game. Thank God we're not Cleveland Browns fans.
Fun times in Cleveland again.
Still Cleveland.
Our main export is crippling depression. Could be worse though, at least we're not Detroit.
For Ohio,
we're not Detroit.
The official adventures of
Spiegel and Holmes. Afternoons 2 to 6 on 670 The Score.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. It is the Spiegel and Holmes show, and man, do we have a show planned out for you. You may have noticed that Matt Spiegel is not here. That's all right, though. We got it taken care of. Alex is here. Tanny is here. Sitting in for Matt Spiegel is Carmen Vitale.
Woo! What's up, guys?
We're going to have ourselves a good time. We're going to talk with Dan Wiederer at 3 o'clock. We're going to preview the hell out of the Bears-Browns game. Olin Krutz is going to join us at 4. Ben has talked really fascinatingly about his offense and where all of the amalgams of his offense have come from. So we're going to spend some time doing that. Carmen and I are going to plant a flag on something.
We sure are.
I think the people are going to be with us on this one.
I think so too. Not, I mean, like, because this was, we didn't know that we both had the same exact view on this until yesterday.
I texted Carmen and I was like, hey, I got this thing that I really feel like I should talk about. And she's like, I believe that too.
It's a decades long fight at this point that I've been having with people. So let's talk about it.
3:45, you better be here for it. And I think that you're going to hang out with us. It's great to see you. Thanks for coming and hanging out.
Thanks for having me.
It's very much appreciated. So, all right, you tell us.
Oh boy.
Why is no one safe in the NFC?
Okay. I didn't really want to have to talk about this, but I guess I'm going to have to talk about it. Did anybody watch the Thursday night game last night?
I did.
That is case in point. It brings into sharp relief how volatile the top of the NFC is right now. And I get it. The Bucks are, well, they are on top of the NFC South, but now they're tied with Carolina. But the thing is, as bad as that loss was for the Bucks, and there are so many reasons it was bad and all of that, but all they had to do is beat Carolina both times. They've Carolina, you know, twice before the end of the season. They beat them both times. They're good. And for as bad as that was, they are still not out of it. But that also rings true the opposite way. Whereas a team like the Bears, who has 9 wins, is still not guaranteed a playoff spot.
They're
not
cleared yet because Detroit is right there lurking, and so is Tampa, because now Tampa's 7-7, Carolina's 7-6 because Tampa started the week in the NFL, and we'll see what Carolina ends up doing this weekend. But you're right. Like that's why it's funny, because last week when we were talking about the show, I kept bringing this up, and I felt like a bit of a wet blanket for bringing it up, but I was thinking about the Bears game last week, not as a must win, because it's ridiculous to call it a must win, but really important because it allows you to not have to win some games.
Later on, yes.
Right? Like it allows for some space. And after watching Detroit win last Thursday, I'm like, oh no, they're not quitting.
No, and nor do I think would they, even if they're like out of the playoff hunt. This is also still the team led by Dan Campbell that played spoiler in their very first season with Ben Johnson as offensive coordinator to the Green Bay Packers.
Correct.
They had nothing left to play for. They knew they were out going into that game because of the Seattle win. I remember because I was at this game, and they went out there and they punched the Packers in the mouth because they have this pride, pun intended, they're Lions, but like they have this incredible pride with Dan Campbell as their head coach that even if they're out of the playoffs, that means nothing to them. They want to beat Ben Johnson again. They don't want Ben Johnson to like complete the story arc of like he comes to Chicago and he's this excellent head coach, which he is. But then, like, the storybook ending to this is that he gets to beat his former team in that first year. And the Lions don't want that. They don't want to be on the receiving end of that.
And the storybook, it could be them beating the Lions to win the NFC
North. NFC North, which would be, like, that is a storybook. But that's something that, regardless of where the Lions are at in their postseason hopes by the end of the season, like their motivation isn't going to be dampened because they're not in it. So there are some really tough games ahead of the Bears. I said going into the game with the Packers, you get the Packers twice in 13 days. You need to win one of those. And now because you didn't win the one at Lambeau, but like I didn't think they were going to win the one at Lambeau. But I do think that they'll win the one at Soldier Field. And if they do, things kind of take care of themselves, although they have to play one more NFC game. Because they have to play the 49ers, then the Packers have to play. So when you're talking about like vying for the division and vying for playoff seeding, that's where this gets a little tricky because the Bears have one more conference game than the Packers do down the stretch.
So Carmen's here, and if you don't know about Carmen, Carmen covers the league. Yeah. She covers the NFL for Fox Sports. She also covers the Bears for Marquee Network, and she's nice enough to come and hang out with us and act a fool here at the Score occasionally, which we like pretty much. What did you take away from the Bears-Packers game?
I think it's still going a long way in legitimizing this Bears team, because I talked about after the Bears win over Philly in Philly, how, like, especially on a national stage, that legitimized these Chicago Bears of, like, are they there yet? Maybe not, but it definitely garnered some respect around the league of, like, they're coming. Like, they're going to be a problem to deal with, whether it's this season or next. Like, they're on the right track. And then you go out there and you play the Packers down to the wire, your biggest rival, the team that you're most familiar with, the boogeyman that they've been for the last 30 years. And you take them down to the wire, and it all comes down essentially to one mistake. But I mean, I keep going back to the foundation that is being laid with this team is a good one. The way that the offense is being constructed, starting with the run game, starting with the offensive line, really. And then the defense, you've prioritized takeaways, because I think a lot of defensive coordinators have also realized, like, you can live with some of your other deficiencies if you can take the ball away. And I mean, they got that one on Jordan Love in early in the game. But that's kind of been this Bears defensive identity while they're still developing the pass rush, which has been better, but still not where it needs to be, right? You got your linebacker, you got TJ Edwards back in that game, which I think was huge too, to making this more of a complete effort defensively. But like, the bones are there, and they're bones that you can build on. And I've never had faith in a plan with the Bears like I have this year.
I think that's fair. I love what you're saying, like the idea of like good bones in a house, like building a foundation.
Yeah.
That makes, I love this text from a 309. This week is, it's a can't lose, not a must win. But you're right. Like, don't lose this game.
No.
Like don't mess around and lose this game.
No.
Then things get real lopsided for you.
Mm-hmm.
Very scary stuff. I don't think I've ever asked you this, but as someone who grew up here,
yeah,
and spent a lot of time specifically covering the NFC North, what was it like for you to go and cover the Packers,
yeah,
while the Bears were really down? Like, what compare and contrast, like, some of the things that you saw there that now give you some confidence in what you're seeing here?
Yeah, it's, I like it. This isn't going to make me any friends, but there are, when you work for it. So I worked for a team too down in Tampa. I worked for the Buccaneers, right?
Carmen and has a Super Bowl ring.
I have a Super Bowl ring. But it's one of those things where you kind of learn to kind of shift into this very objective sense of, you know, doing your job. And this is a job. And so you try to be professional and you try to take, you know, things at face value and not let your emotions get into it, right? I grew up just like everyone else, hating the Packers. I hated, like, any iteration of green and gold. It didn't matter if it was like a Packers logo. Any iteration of green and gold made my skin crawl. Like, that's how much I hated that team. And then getting to cover them, you see how things are run and you see how they deal with things. And you honestly, like, you gain a respect for them. And I think the Packers are so interesting to me because they really are unique in the sense they don't have an owner, right? You know, they're owned by the community. And because of that, because they have a board that then elects the presidents, and it's very democratic when it comes to the Packers organization. There was such a culture instilled by Vince Lombardi that still echoes in those halls, where it's so traditional and solid, and like, the foundation has been there for generations, and they're the only team that can operate the way that they do because they don't have an owner, and because that means that they're kind of not immune, but they're a little more resistant.
There are checks and balances.
There's checks and balances, and there's a little more resistance to, like, knee-jerk decisions or reactions or whatever. So, like, when you cover that team, you really learn a respect for that team, I think. And that's why, like, when you, and it allowed me to compare and contrast, like, what was going on at Halas Hall, because I was also covering the Bears. I'm also covering the Vikings. I'm going up to Detroit too, to Allen Park. And you just start to kind of understand what a good and a well-run organization looks like.
And so now, from your perspective of being around this Bears team, yeah, quite a bit, they're starting to reflect some of those things?
Yes, and I will pinpoint the one thing that really gives me the confidence is the consistency in the messaging. And I know that can be, I think people can think that's trivial, but when you have the head coach, the GM, the president, by the way, because the Kevin Warren factors into this too, the players, all saying the exact same thing, that is the best indicator of something that is being built well and is a good, is a well-run organization. And that's not something that I saw from the Chicago Bears prior to this year.
All right, let's take a break. When we come back, let's talk about DJ Moore. It's been a big subject. You know, we've discussed it. They've discussed it at Hallis Hall. Let's talk about how they can go about better using DJ and what tools they can try and figure out. And if we hear some frustration from Ben in this regard, we'll share some sound with you and talk about it. Carmen is in for Spiegs. It's the Spiegel and Holmes show here on The Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Fourth and goal, Williams. Looking. Pressure. KB, of course. I mean, it's a no-brainer.
There's a lot of weapons in our offense. We try to move them all around. There's a lot of guys that we're trying to target. And so he gets moved around a little bit. He's a smart player, so we feel really comfortable moving him to different spots. And so that can be a negative or a strength, depending on where we're trying to go with the ball. But I just would say about DJ, he's done a great job of doing exactly what we've asked of him, and he continues to do so.
That was Declan Doyle talking about DJ Moore, and it's hard to describe it. Like, I was thinking that there would be more impact by DJ Moore in this offense this year. Carmen, you're around it every day. Carmen Vitale, by the way, is in for Spiegs. What's happening? Why are we not seeing DJ Moore used the way that people probably envisioned when he signed the long-term extension?
Yeah, I mean, first of all, you always hear people talk about, well, it's a good problem to have. You got all these mouths to feed, but it's a good problem to have. I suppose that's true, but it's still a problem sometimes. The biggest thing to me, though, is that scheme-wise, how many times have you seen DJ Moore open and the ball just doesn't go his way? That's what I think is probably the most frustrating, because I think Ben is very intentional and cognizant of trying to spread the ball around, because when you do have that many options, especially at all different levels, which DJ Moore is one of those guys that, you know, he lines up all over the field, right? He can run every route very well. He's a great route runner, all that. There's no shortage of ways to use him. And I feel like Ben is very cognizant of that and intentional with putting him in there and trying to spread the ball out and provide options, but it's not that option isn't being taken. And I feel like that is I think that's frustrating especially when you have to get up to the podium every week and you have to answer for that, especially after games like in Green Bay, where your number one receiver, Roma Dunze, is out. So naturally,
you would think that a guy that's been a number one receiver would be your number one option in a game like that.
Correct. So I think that there is probably some frustration behind the scenes of like, hey, this is, but like, in order to have DJ Moore factor into all of these progressions and everything, you have to get to them and you have to like execute this offense as it's meant to be executed. And that's not something, you know, we haven't seen that really happen on a consistent basis. I mean, Ben just talked about it yesterday, like wanting to stack completions because that means that you're in rhythm, you're playing within the structure of the offense. And that's not something he's seen over the last four or five games.
Speaking of Ben talking yesterday, this is what he had to say about DJ Moore.
And do you look at it like you have to get DJ going to get as far as you guys could possibly go, or is it more you have a lot of weapons?
Well, our approach really hasn't changed week in and week out, just in terms of the guys that we have up and we're counting on to be playing. We're going to have roles and we're going to have plays for all of them. Can we dictate necessarily where the ball's going to go? Not at all. Not all the time. I said it last week. I wasn't anticipating him to come out of that game with only one catch. I thought we had him out there as the primary for a number of instances, and we couldn't find a way to get him the ball, whether that's coverage dictated or other things that go on within a play. And so do I want to get DJ Moore going? Absolutely. Do I want to get all these guys the ball? Absolutely. They've all earned that right, and I think it makes us a better, more well-rounded offense when – we have all these guys contributing at that level.
Okay, Carmen, so you're right on point. There's Ben saying...
I was basically just paraphrasing what Ben Johnson said yesterday.
Yeah, yeah, that Ben is like, yeah, we were trying to get DJ Moore the ball.
Yes.
And we couldn't get it to him.
No.
And so that's a matter of execution.
Correct.
Not plan.
No. And, you know, whatever they say about best laid plans and this, that, the other, and this is. And the hard part is because Caleb Williams is so incredibly talented and then elite at making those throws that nobody should be able to make, right? Getting himself out of pressure, running around, throwing off platform, throwing across his body, throwing the opposite way of his momentum, like all of those crazy things, which make him just this wow factor of a player. But it's almost the antithesis of what this offense is supposed to be and how it's supposed to be run. And you don't necessarily want to coach that out of Caleb Williams because inevitably protection's going to break down, this, that, the other. You want him to be able to just still escape and do some of those things. But I mean, that Packers game, that even the second half, I think part of it was intentional, but Caleb was on the run almost half the time. He was throwing off like almost half of his attempts came on the run. And when you do that, that's already a low completion percentage play.
Because you're cutting the field in half and maybe into a quarter.
And you're not setting your feet. You're not, and that disrupts the timing then with the receivers because you don't actually know when Caleb Williams is going to let go of the ball. You can't time it up with those progressions and this, that, the other. And so you can't get everybody involved. And that's why like his completion percentage just was horrendous. Like even in the second half when the Bears did do a lot of good things, you can't, like it's a stressful way to live. And it's a stressful way for the quarterback to live. It's a stressful way for the offensive coordinator to live. It's a stressful way for these receivers to live who now instead of running the route and being like really precise as far as like your steps and getting to a certain spot and this, that, the other, because it is that precise. Now you have to worry about, all right, where's my quarterback right now? How do I create separation from the guy that's on me right now? Like everything's blown up at this point. Now you're relying essentially on vibes. And like that's stressful. And it's got to be frustrating for a play caller.
There's no, and I would imagine for DJ as well.
Right.
And he hasn't said
he was wide open several times against Green Bay.
I mean, first play of the game, right? And the ball goes.
Last play of the game, for that matter.
Last play of the game. That has been a debate over
the
last.
Several more times other than that, right. Too.
That is correct. We're going to take a break. When we come back, Dan Wiederer is going to join. We'll ask Dan about all of this, how he feels this is going. And we'll get him to break down the matchup between the Bears and the Browns. Carmen Vitale is in for Speaks. This is the Speak Going Home show here on The Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.